Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, guys and gals, this is your favorite radio voice guy, and now for America's number one tech socialite and her very own real-life rocket scientist, yes, he is a scholar and a gentleman, it's time for Cairo Queen's Taste of Technology with co-host Juarez Jackson. They talk everything from nanotech to blogging, making technology palatable for everyday people. Ladies and gents, let's hear it for them. Yeah!
Yay! Let's hear it for them. I want to welcome everyone. Taste of Technology with Juarez Jackson and Cairo Queen, where we make technology palatable for the everyday people. Welcome everyone to the show. We are live and direct. I myself have had an interesting week in technology and look forward to any of the things that's planned that our schedule as far as speaking engagements and such. But there's so many different events, so many different things that we do here. The first thing we do is give thanks for our sponsor, Ms. Robin Howard, for being a sponsor and sponsoring the show. And she's also behind the wheels of steel, sound engineering. If we had gunshots, we'd let them go off right now. So you have tuned in.
One day I'm going to get a sound engineer on my side so I can actually learn how to turn the microphone on.
Oh, man. You have tuned in, and now Cairo has turned the microphone on because we're in trouble now. So now it's like
boy.
It's like Batman and Robin, Bonnie and Clyde. It's like I can't think of any more, but let's keep on going. G. Willikers. Popeye and who Popeye had. Popeye didn't have anyone.
I'm over here talking. I'm like, oh, he's on mute. Good job. Cairo Queen takes the technology award as Jackson. We make technology palatable for everyday people. Like when you go out to a restaurant, go to the buffet, you get a sample of this and a sample of that. Same thing here. We get everything from nanotech to blogging on this show, this platform, right here, every Tuesday, Technology Tuesday, and you're tuned in now with Juarez. Where are you?
That's right. I am. Where am I? I'm in Decatur right now. I'm at my house. I own a home in Decatur it's 2,200 square feet, and I just got the keys. I have three keys in my pocket for the person that's moving out. So I just did my tour of the house. Went through the little checklist of what's going on, and I told them that I'll make a decision and convene with them tomorrow. So.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
mean
I
for
mean,
a person moving in or a person moving out?
Oh, they're moving out. They're moving out. But by the grace of God, they actually referred me to someone who they're going to actually be in contention for the house, and they've already passed a certain rounds of questioning and such. So, you know, I never have problems renting my house because it's all about being proactive. And at first, when you buy a house, you have to make sure it's not just marketable to you, but marketable to who you eventually sell it to, because it's an investment first.
So, cool thing. I had a great discussion with one of our wonderful listeners and our resident nanotech expert the other day,
okay.
Cynthia Renee Fraser out in Southern California.
That's what's up.
Every now and then, and gives
that's
us
right.
some bits and tech because she is
big
a,
up.
A long-term investor of technology, and I mean investing her energy, investing her time, investing education
right.
to the fullest, to the max, for technology and STEM and every other type of tech that there
big
is.
Big up, Cynthia.
We had a great conversation, and ironically, she tagged me on something which I think you will find interesting.
Okay.
This is an article, Bill Gates Talks Artificial Intelligence in Education, and I'm going to read a really quick excerpt here, and it says, in a recent interview with The Verge, Microsoft founder and longtime education proponent explained how advancements in AI, a.k.a. artificial intelligence, will make personalized education learning more effective. So
wow.
we're going to talk about how basically we don't really need teachers anymore, which is interesting. And I thought to myself, I'm like, oh, that's why they didn't want to put money into the education system, because they knew what they were already working on. So
try phase them out.
Interesting. Yeah. So and then the last time we spoke about AI, she actually
right.
tagged us with something about McDonald's replacing a lot of their staff with robots in the near future. Which,
right.
You know,
hey, I want to shout out to Madison Joseph, people who tag us, you know, and about
yes.
this stuff, because I was just talking about something that had to do with tag. Madison tagged me on they were being able to control drones by their minds. Using telepathy, as they used to call it, when you used to see those on, you know, those far off shows and stuff. Yes, there's all kind of things that has been studied and show that relationship to people thinking and being able to control stuff with their mind. So I recently was talking to my daughter about, you know, that concept and how it's possible, because we have a game actually that you put on a headset and you're supposed to be able to control it with your mind. I don't know how good it works, because that's why I'm thinking real hard. But yeah, those are good stuff. People who tag us and link us to stuff, I want to say thank y'all. Thank everyone, because that's definitely fuel for the fire.
So check it out. So technology has been going crazy over the last few weeks, really. And so many transitions
right.
and shifts happening. We are now in our fourth week of our tech law segment. We started last week where Jonathan Bertrand called in. He was super excited. We
right.
called in preemptively, actually, before we were able to announce him. I'm going to share some of the video. He and Gerald Tukes, who was our drone expert guest that was on a few weeks ago. That's actually how I found out about Jonathan here. Jonathan
right.
is a soon-to-be graduate of Florida State. He is a serious social media activist and will be joining us in our next segment after the commercial break. But Jonathan is a young man who has literally raised almost $30,000 for the push of creating a space for people to understand how this social media and the bullying, cyberbullying, is
right.
affecting them by giving them more information about technology. So really excited about that,
mm-hmm.
that young millennial energy too. And he and I had a good conversation this week also as
right.
well. $30,000 in a short time frame. That's really good. And you know, I want to always support, support, support. He has amassed a lot of, you know, business contacts over the last 6 years. So we're going to definitely bring him on after the commercial break. So, Jonathan, if you're out there, we'll be right with you. Don't go anywhere.
right.
Big thanks to Robin. Robin, who is the best sound engineer and sponsor on the face of the planet. Without Robin, we would not be here. Robin Howard, ladies and gentlemen, if we had an applause machine, because she doesn't like the applause machine, of course we don't use it.
Silent and deadly.
We will give her snaps. Snaps. Like we're in poetry.
You hear that snapping? Snaps going on.
We definitely will. We like to thank her for all her support over the last 2 years now that we've been doing this, and this is exciting. So I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled that Juarez is here. Juarez has hit his one-year marker, and headed to the one-and-a-half-year marker, to be honest with you. So really excited about some of the things that are happening in our space now. Big, exciting thumbs up for our summer camp that will be happening at Microsoft in Lenox in Atlanta, Georgia's Lenox
That's
Mall,
right.
Lenox Square Mall.
Right.
We're going to be teaching robotics for the
That's
whole
right.
family. So we're not going to attack women, children, any of that. We're going to attack everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We're attacking the whole entire family this summer on technology. So we're covering
right.
the entire summer all the way into Tech Month ATL in October. So great things happening. I actually have a meeting scheduled with a very big huge medical facility here in Atlanta this weekend to talk about putting a tech and health panel there. So big things, big ups, big exciting things happening in our space, in our universe, in our world. So that's exciting. Or what's happening in your world? Because I know you actually have had time to be in Atlanta for a while, which is odd for you to be here this long, so.
Right.
What's going on over there?
Yeah, well, you know, I want to talk like Bob Marley right now. You have to be kind of sparse with the details, you know. Got to dig things, you know, just know it's the big things. Everything is good. In my world, everything is real good. Everything is just continue to do what I do as far as provide tools for people to get better, and that's just my goal, so. I'll put it like that. That's what Juarez, Father True, does.
Okay, throw to some scientific things that you may want to keep your eyes open for. We're in the heat of Mercury retrograde.
Okay,
because, you know,
so here
summer
we go.
Is now,
here we go, if you want to know.
Summer is now approaching, and we're in the end of spring. The sun is coming out. It's getting hotter because Mercury
right.
is literally – And I can't really explain it any better than it's a planetary alignment that's causing some shifts in all sorts of things. So according to my psychic, she says this is the time where we do the reset. So a reset is happening, and so you'll see a lot of crazy things happening in politics. You'll see a lot of crazy things happening with people's health. You'll see a lot of things happening in nature, like storms and things like that. Pay attention. You see all sorts of stuff. And I would actually, I won't say that. I'm not even going to say.
Yeah, just so y'all know, I am Cairo's psychic, just so y'all know. Go ahead.
He is not my psychic, but we will say.
Full disclosure.
That was funny. We will say rest in peace to God's beloved angel, Prince. Thank you for all that you gave to us during your time in our presence as
Definitely.
The one true artist that reigned in purple. And I'll leave it at that. But big shakeups that happen with politics, big shakeups that happen with electronics. So every season I give this testimony as to how things start acting crazy and breaking around me. I am having the
mm-hmm.
worst time with my brand new phone service and texting right now. So it's very interesting. All the things that I've seen go absolutely haywire. And as I watch it, I can actually say it's just Mercury retrograde. Once you know, knowing is half the battle.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you, for all you that think that this is something that certain people believe in, go and look it up. This is an actual planetary function that happens about 3 times
a year. Hey, you know what I looked at one time that was scientific? I looked up the time of the year when you can balance, and if anyone can call up and name this, no, it's actually easy. The time of the year when you could balance an egg right side up. There's one time in the year where the gravitational pull is truly at a 90-degree angle, or, you know, you're able to get angle where you're able to balance an egg.
Okay. For anybody out there that knows the answer to that question, the number for
exactly.
you to call in is 347-633-9769. Juarez has a gift for you. He's going
yes.
to give it to you.
I got you.
347-633-9769 is your number. You have to press number 1 in order to speak on air. As a matter of fact, our guest is about to join us, so I think now's a good time to take a commercial break, and we can bring Jonathan Bertrand, social media activist, an empire owner and mogul, on with us. You guys are going to be so surprised at some of the great information that he's going to share with us and some of the things he's already done and accomplished.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
At
we'll
a young
be right
age.
Back after this commercial break, and we'll see you then. Don't move.
Hi, ladies and gents. This is Cairo Queen from Cairo Queen's Taste of Technology with co-host Juarez Jackson. We're on every single Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen, if you want to tune in to us, you want to call us, you want to be a sponsor, reach out to me. You can email me at cairoqueen@gmail.com. That's cairoqueen@gmail.com. Yes, I know. Okay, well, maybe, you know, you may not want to just be on air. You may want to be a sponsor, and you may want to have your own segment in the show. That's a possibility. All you got to do is become a sponsor, and you can join a part of our show. You can even have a commercial done for you. Now, all you have to do to make that happen is contact me directly at 707-500-0198. That number again is 707-500-0198. And it's Cairo Queen, Cairo like Egypt, Queen like Elizabeth. Contact me. I'm looking forward to hearing from you, and see you on Tuesday. Bye now.
You've seen her on television.
I really have a passion for the image of women of color on TV.
On stage.
When you are doing Broadway, you are so talented because you can usually act, sing, dance, and write.
And in the movies.
When you're making movies, you are Hollywood royalty.
Now be prepared to be entertained as Cheryl Lee Ralph brings her special brand of entertainment to radio.
Hi there, this is Cheryl Lee Ralph, and welcome to another 60 Minutes with me, your diva, divinely inspired, victoriously alive radio, real talk on Diva Talk Radio.
Diva Talk Radio, talk radio that's real.
Well, there is something about three names. Cheryl Lee Ralph, that's three names. And I know I had to name my girls three names. So I want to say thank you to all the sponsors who decided it's not a crime to sponsor A Taste of Technology. And right now we're going to get into a section. We're going to bring people on the line. And we've had a bevy of people that are just so fantastic, doing so many things, and got a chance to get a glimpse of what this young man is doing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Now, wait a minute. Juarez, you asked a question about eggs.
Right.
And restate the question again.
So there's a time of the year where you can balance an egg basically in its shell. So there's one time of year, because other than that, everyone knows that the earth is on an angle, so you can't really balance it because it's not really at an angle. There's one time during the year that you can balance an egg. I looked it up, and I think I know the answer to that. I'm good to call on Jeopardy, but I think our guest probably knows the answer. He's a very bright guy, and he got it going on.
Yeah, so speaking of our guest, he is a younger gentleman who is a fantastic icon in the making, a mogul millionaire on the rise here
That's right.
in the tech industry, in the world of tech. He is a power player, and I mean, has already gone to the extremity of creating documentaries. He has done questionnaires and surveys with people. And
That's right.
He was just on Larry King.
Mm-hmm.
Aha. We have a celebrity in the house.
That's right. Wicked, doing
Ladies
things.
Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, I would like to introduce to you, we met him a little bit last week, Jonathan Bertrand, who's going to join us now. Hi, Jonathan.
I'm here. How are you doing?
Great to have you, Jonathan. Great to have you.
Thank you.
We're excited to have you back, and especially because in this term, we're going to cover cyberbullying plus for our tech law segment number 4. And you happen to have a little expertise in this issue. Could you tell us a little bit why, or a little bit as to why that would be?
Yes, I can. Actually, in 2012, I connected with actually currently one of my board members. His name is Lexine Cage. We met through Facebook, and I was actually dealing with personal bullying, meaning face-to-face, and also cyberbullying at the same time. And ironically, I don't know what made me reach out to him, but I did. And I think it was like a desperation attempt for help because I couldn't speak with my family. It was hard to, hard for people to understand that knew me because it was I put on a persona as if I was okay. And then once I got on social media, he was able to see past all the smoke screens and he realized something was really going on. And I was able to, you know, express to him like what my issue was. And I said, I want to do something to help people because not everybody makes it out. You know, when I mean make it out, I mean psychologically. And so we actually created a document and we explained how the laws back in 2012, that it was a double standard. Because they have laws, for example, that if I bully you, you would have to sign a contract that would basically have the bully sign the contract while you're in the same room. And, you know, it jeopardized the confidentiality and, you know, the safetiness of the person getting bullied because then the person would just tell their friends. And, and that was my case. And we got congressionally recognized on December 5th of 2012 for our efforts. And we realized the impact of cyberbullying when we did commercials for MyATL with Shantae Page, who's currently in Atlanta. And she was able to get it on TV1 and things like that. And it opened up a whole new, you know, atmosphere for me when it comes to helping people. And as time went on over the past 6 years, I saw that it only got worse. And I was just blessed to have family, friends, and a what I would call cyber community to really, you know, show me what the world had to offer beyond just being bullied every day and mentally tortured. and I was just thankful to have that kind of support system. And this is what my foundation, the Global Touch Foundation, and many others, you know, that back me are pushing to do in the community, in schools, in business, and in sports to show them that what you post does have a lasting effect not just on your personal life, but on your business life and things to come in the future. And we know that this, with time, will be a global a global movement. But, of course, like I told someone today, if you give people technology and they don't know the effects, they'll be in an everlasting whirlwind of confusion. But what we're doing, we're making them aware. And that's where the change begins.
I love how polished your conversation is about technology and about where you fit in this space. And this is, you know, kind of what we're trying to get people to understand is there's a space and a place for everybody here. But where you sit perfectly with our conversation about tech law because we consistently are talking about the things that never come off of the internet and then the things that are out there that can affect somebody for a lifelong period of time. And so in the space of, and I mentioned this, I think, on the last show, someone put a threat to me, and it wasn't a violent threat, but they threatened me on Facebook. And I came on, and I told Juarez and Robin before it happened, and I started the show, and I said, I'm going to start and say, no, you didn't. So, but my thought was, you know, I could have ran that and sent it over to any social media platform and said, hey, this person is now threatening my life on social media. This person's threatening me. And it was a petty threat. But if I was the wrong person, I could have really spun that out of control. You know, if I didn't know, you know, or if I might have been one of these petty people running around, I could have spun that out of control. And I could have destroyed this person's business and their whole entire life because of them making threats. One, you don't understand, you are actually putting something in writing, which is a contract. Yeah. So you've now created a deal for somebody if you don't do, or if you do, or if so, you're giving a contingent deal somebody, and if they accept by saying, I'm afraid of you and I promise I won't, you've now accepted a deal that has now become a threat, which in some cases could be considered terrorism. So
yeah,
I'm listening, and
Jonathan,
yes.
I was like, sorry. I had to interrupt, Cairo, but I didn't want to interrupt on that. But I wanted to say how much I just felt deeply about how what he's doing is going to help people who might be, you know, going to suicide, going to,
yeah,
you know, all kind of, you know, things. Who knows? And that the work you're doing will definitely help to hopefully bring some people from the depths, because it just struck me as how, you know, a lot of people will cry out and say things. There's been many stories that I've read about somebody, the last thing we were talking about, they'd have some sort of cryptic message on Facebook. Look how many you know about. Some people, when they are saying stuff, they're crying out. And that's today's voice.
And may I add something on that, too? There was a case, actually in Canada, by Gregory Elliott, who was actually the same way you just said, Ms. Cairo, about how you were being threatened. Well, the person actually was harassed by this woman on Twitter, and you know, I guess she, Mr. Elliott, thought, you know, okay, well, hey, let me tell her something, you know, just to joke around. Well, the lady actually took it so serious where she brought it to court in Canada. You know, and the whole thing about it was is that it's all about opening the precedents for a new way of life. And anyone that knows, you know, I mean, I'm not a law buff like that, but I do know that when you do start allowing certain things like cyber, you know, harassment getting brought into court, well, this opens up, once it gets to the U.S., anyone that feels like they get harassed, now you can bring it to court. But everybody gets harassed every single day, because now if you don't like the comment, then is that harassment?
Right.
Is that just a conversation? What is it? Because people can feel threatened by a no, or oh,
right,
yes, you know.
And that's
what I tell
exactly
people.
That's exactly why we're doing this series, because we don't have parameters right now. And the problem is, because there are no parameters in place, what will happen is that the people who put the most money in somebody's pocket at some point or another, because it will affect them eventually, will then be able to curtail how these laws are created because we didn't get in front of them. So now when we're here with these minor problems and we're looking going, oh, cyberbullying, let them grow up. Oh, let them grow up here. That could transition into something that'll set legal precedents for how we actually have to conduct our daily lives. So for people who are out there and not paying attention to the things that they think are small, these things can grow to be big deals. Like that lady taking somebody to court in Canada.
Court.
Okay, well, we have things, and we've talked about rip-off reports and things like that online. People are going to court on the regular now, and I'll give you the statement. I think I said this once on the show. There was a gentleman that hired me, and the gentleman had been placed on rip-off report. Now, this is when it was small. He didn't know anything about it. Lady took him to court for $750. So he gets into court because he's a millionaire, gets into court and says to the judge, it was only $750. Lady looked at him. She said, if it was only $750, why didn't you pay it? And he said, well, I didn't feel like paying it yet. I could have paid you that any time. As soon as he said that, 7,500 other people went to Ripoff Report and replied to her post. And every time they hit, it became a new hit on Ripoff Report. And so for people who don't understand, this is a platform all the way in Russia where somebody complains about a business, they never take it off the Internet. They won't take it off unless you pay them $10,000. So your business could be destroyed because you made a smart remark to somebody. I've known four people to go on this, and their stuff is still on there to this day. So now you have another company that's come around and said, well, we'll go and we'll fix your paperwork for you so that it will fix whatever's on Ripoff Report. So now Ripoff Report has come down to, I think, $1,500 to either make the amendment or to take it off. But I don't think they take it off. I think that's the whole point of it. So it never comes off. So again,
that happened recently. Look in Atlanta. That happened recently with an Arabian, I want to say, man that actually was caught on tape saying some very. He owned the cleaners here in Atlanta, and he was saying some very derogatory things about blacks, as Donald Trump would say. And so now his whole business is suffering, and all kind of things are happening to his business because of social media. He's become a meme in the area, and as so far as there's actually been gunshots shot at his actual establishment.
Wow.
You know, and I tell people, that's why when you hear me, that's why if you ever look at what I do, I always call it the social networking effect. Because it's way more powerful than people think until it happens to them. And that's what I tell people. We're trying to avoid that issue, because if you wait, it's going to be too late. And if you know beforehand, you know how to avoid the causes and things like that. Because I bet you if he would have known, he would have handled things a lot differently.
Right.
Absolutely.
You have to think before you send. You know, I had a situation just today where I could have entered a pejorative and expletive easily in my email because I thought that a coworker had erased something in the database I was using to show my software. And I felt the first thing I wanted to say was, why the F? That was the first thing that came to my mind. But it didn't come out like that when it was typed up. It was actually like something like, can you make sure that no one is upgrading this server right now? It sounded something like that. But in my mind, it's like I got 4 hours to redo all that I've taken quite a long time to do. So, yeah, those kind of things, I'm telling you, people don't understand how the power of social media and the power of, you know, have things that is with us all the time. The power of a phone and the access. People don't, people don't understand how, you know, we talked about all these things, controlling your mind, controlling stuff, and artificial intelligence. I mean, you know, we're already in, you know, some very serious times. I want to say early, I was working at ATM Center, where basically open all the ATMs for American Canada. So basically I talked to people all the while. And when I was talking to these people, they said they had ATMs that would be able to look at your eye, look at your retina, and do stuff. And it blew my mind. This was like 20 years ago. I was like, retina? And the only reason a lot of times they don't have some of these newer things out is just they have the technology, but the infrastructure is not there, right?
Yeah.
So just to think how programmed we are and how things that happen a lot of times are really set and structured by the media and what we consume there, because it's more than just a symbol. It's more than just a picture. You know, it's more than just, I've been to Disney a whole heap of times. You know, I told my little kid there and saw this girl. She's like, oh, I'm 23. I saw this. This is my first time I've been to Disney. I love it. And they're like, oh, we've been to Disney a bunch of times. I was like, you know, you have to be, you know, grateful for the exposure and, you know, being able to see that there's more than, you know, a certain dynamic out there, and not just in wealth and going to Disney, but, you know, just as far as just, you know, when you could envision how deep just the Disney image is, that is pervasive, you know, that all the kids want the new doll that comes out. They want the Barbies. They want, you know, it's all a mindset that they put kids in, the latest everything. All them kids now, I went to the hood, I want to say. I can say the hood. I went to the hood, and I was hollering at my homie in the hood, and I see kids ride up and down in some Segway kind of toys. That's great. I need to get them developing those things. You know what I mean? Up and down the street. Yeah. I'm like, that's fantastic. I love it. You loving the technology. Let's start getting some inventing, right? Let's keep on that inventing, I should say. Right, because we're doing it, but we just need to continue to, you know, motivate that energy, because it's there.
Thank you.
So if you're out there listening on the open air, you can call in at 347-633-9769 and speak with Jonathan, myself, or Juarez about cyberbullying, if you have had any experiences, what you think about the technology laws. Because according to your documentary, and you tell us a little bit about that, Jonathan, according to your documentary, we don't have any cyberbullying laws, do we?
Well, okay, so here goes the thing. Schools, from our research, from our foundation research that we've done to, you know, validate these things, schools have, like I said, the double standard policy where it's like a no contract thing. And, you know, now, of course, they have, and the statutes now, where they have now, they have where, you know, they label as harassment, anything with cyber is including harassment. But they're not defined as in, like, if I were to post something about you and then you come back to me, you know, what's the consequence? Because you realize that, you know, like there was this kid who was sexting this, I guess, 16-year-old girl. And, you know, it was one way. It was one way because the girl sent him a photo, and then he was charged as an adult because he was 18, or he was 17 or 18, but the girl never
right.
got, you know, charged for sending it. But it's like, so when you look at these statutes, and I'm in Florida, by the way, you know, so when
right.
you look at these statutes and you're like, well, you know, how you know, who runs it? You know, these laws don't make sense because really they're just going off of what they feel, you know. And
right.
even in the news article, and I can send that to you, it even said, or the mom says, oh, I think they're making my son an example, you know. And I'm looking like, oh, you know, if they had clear laws out there that said, if you post this, this is what it is, and this is why I started the foundation, because in the future we're going to be lobbying for things like this. We're not trying
right.
to regulate. We're not trying to control. We're just trying to let you guys know if you do this, this is the consequence, because that could have been avoided, you know. And
right.
like you said, the accessibility to technology, you know, you could say something, and like I said, the thing in Canada, you know, I get offended. I can actually go to court, you know, for something like that, you know. And
right.
And you know, the laws are so loose because I just came from Tallahassee, so I was in our capital. And I talked to lobbyists and things like that, and, you know, they were like, what you're doing is not even in the schools yet.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
And so the laws are going to be dependent on what those people with foundations, because foundations to me run the world behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you can't get on that boat to understand the positive and the negative and try to make the best solution out of it, we're going to have a lot of youth locked up over stuff that could have been avoided.
Thank
right.
you. And
right.
that's why we have to keep talking about this regularly. And it's good
yeah.
that we have this segment, but we have to consistently, and I don't care whose platform it is, we have to start having a conversation across all platforms about technology law before Google, before Twitter, before J.P. Morgan and Chase, before any of those companies start to define what these
yep.
laws actually stand for.
That's
we
right.
humans have to get into a place now, because, see, what people don't understand is that this tech law platform, where it is now blank, technology has a long way to go before we get attached to it and have any control, even if we ever do get control of it. We have a long way to go before we can control it. So getting our hands on it now before it gets out of control is a thing that we have to get involved with. Parents, I stress to you, pay attention. Not only
yeah.
pay attention, get involved.
Right.
Friends,
apps, know what those apps
cards,
are about. Right.
Anybody that owns a cell phone, you have to get involved in this space, because I promise you, you will regret this in the next 10 years if you don't. And I say this to everybody now, because I'm saying the word transhumanism. Transhumanism is the place where we are headed. And because we are headed to a transhumanist existence,
right.
we are going to start seeing a lot of our rights being pulled away, because they don't know what to do with what we're able to create. And so the transhumanist, which is you merging like a cyborg with technology into the future, and this is what Cynthia and I were speaking about, into the future with a transhumanist existence, we have to be on board now before it's too late and you start to lose your humanistic rights.
I totally agree, and that's why.
That's deep.
And we're trying. We're trying. We're not trying. We're doing.
That's right. Doing. You're right. I like how you said that. Absolutely.
We're doing. And I guarantee you, the moment we find that, maybe that person, that company, we already know we have the solution. It's just getting it into the right hands on the level. And I guarantee you, you know, from just the results that I've seen going to Eatonville, Florida, and speaking with the Life Center School, it's a little private school, and seeing the kids and their responses on social media, part of me got cold when I heard the responses, and I was like, they're only 9 and 10 years old, and 10 years ago I was sitting in these same seats, and
right.
We would have never have talked about social media, never even knew what it was.
Right.
And to see what the principal was telling me about, you know, Snapchat, Instagram, you know, how, you know, students would get picked on, you know, and they're like, well, it's 15 seconds of video, but there's no evidence, you know. So it goes right back into that cyberbullying.
That's crazy. No, I was just going to say that there is evidence. People have to always remember that there's going to be a trail no matter what. There's been Snapchat videos that have been recorded, you know, so.
Definitely.
There's a fallacy that people have about that Snapchat and how, you know, anything you put out there is going to be out there.
But the issue with that, and that's the issue, though. There is a track record, but where you used to be able to nip it in the bud right then and there, now you got to get authorities involved because that's legal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then it goes into a whole, you know, legal system, and 9 and 10-year-olds getting – you know, locked up or, you know,
right.
By police.
That's crazy.
You know, and that's the issue that I have with it. Yes, there is a track record, yes.
Right.
But this is what I, and this is, you know, the issue that I have with it, because it bothers me when I see parents don't even know, you know, what their kids know because they're so far removed, like, oh, no, it's just a phone. But little do you
mm-hmm.
know that, you know, your kid is downloading dating sites, you know, at 9
mm-hmm.
or 10 years old. I've seen
right.
that stuff, you know, and that's why I'm so passionate about what I do, because I'm like, you know, we're going to get to a point, like you said, where technology mm-hmm. is the new teacher, where technology is the new presenter, where technology is going to be the new way of life. And my kids, because I'm only 21, my kids, that's all they'll know is technology.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that's one of my biggest fears, because I see how things are going, and, you know, I mean, who knows, 10 years from now, my daughter or son will be like, my dad pioneered social media awareness, but I'm going to be worried about them because I know 10 years from now, if we got this two-year thing going down, and Instagram's only been around for less than 5 years, I can only imagine what else they're going to come up with, knowing now they have goggle technology, all that
mm-hmm.
kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And you've hit the nail on the head. I mean, you're a recurring guest. We already know from the first episode. You got to come back. But, you know, you have hit the nail on the head where, you know, that humanistic that Cairo spoke of is where you're totally indulged and totally interacting in a world that's cyber. That's, you know, there's going to be a lot of people that's that. They can't put it down. And they're not only addicted, but they're actually – And the other thing is, how are they going to get money? You know, the guy who just came out said he came up with the Bitcoin currency. Some people saying he's a fraud. But how are people going to generate money when all they're going to do is be in a virtual world? It's the thought of what 5 and 10 years is going to bring is wow, it's mind-blowing.
You know,
if you look
it's
at where
funny
we're
because
at.
Cynthia and I were speaking about Donald Trump and showing how disconnected people are from humanity. So,
mm-hmm.
you see the rise of Hitler has come back through the vision of Donald Trump. And
mm-hmm.
if you see how many people are blindly following him. Now, we know these people are following his wealth. They're not
mm-hmm.
following his human characteristics. But how easy is it now to flip the switch and say, well, now we're going to use RFID chips to track all those people. Now we're going to turn around and make sure that all these people have genetic coding when they're born.
Right.
We're going to inject them with the nanotech
right.
chip because they're different.
Right.
We know what's happening.
Yeah. It doesn't take someone.
Have no clue.
It doesn't take no. I mean, I think some people follow Donald Trump because they truly believe in his values and just say he's just talking out of his mouth, but he's going to do something else when he gets elected. So I do believe that some people, honestly, to goodness, you know, have him as their candidate. I gotta believe that that's America, and there's definitely some crazies. But at the end of the day, you know, we're all living in this technology, and like you said, it's something where we're immersed now. And the introduction of the Oculus and the introduction of any kind of artificial intelligence where you're living in there and you're talking about, we had someone on here, two ladies actually, we had talking about how, you know, the relationships are formed online. I remember I actually shared some stats about how commonplace it is for people that start relationships online, when before it was like everybody used to think that, you know, used to, anybody you met online was a serial killer, you know, and now it's like commonplace, right? So just to think of how we've progressed. I mean, just in my father's lifetime, he's seen, you know, going from satellites, going to, you know, from radios to satellites to cellular phones that look like big bricks.
So, you know, it's ironic that you say that. And, again, if you want to call in, your number to call in is 347-633-9769. You have to press 1 in order to speak on air. So, again, 347-633-9769. Jonathan Bertrand, we're here talking about cyberbullying. Plus, now, I was just talking before we got on here with Adolphus Johnson, who's my Cisco partner, who I'm calling my Cisco partner, in Philadelphia. And we were just talking about my identity, and I wanted to say this to him while I was speaking to him, but I didn't have enough time. He said to me, it's funny because I've known you, and I see your pictures and things, but I don't know anything about you. Do you have children? Are you married? And I said, ironically, the whole point in me being Cairo Queen has been because I don't feel like I know people well enough on social media to be sharing all my information with them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about that, how many people you share all your information with, and all these people know everything about you and where you go, you don't know them. They could be perpetrating to be somebody else. You don't know anything about those people. And so when you look and you say you put your children's pictures up online, you don't know what those people do in their spare time. You got your everybody in your family, where they live at, and what they had for dinner or what they eat.
Right.
All these people are tracking all your life. And so it was funny to me because, it's like you just said, it would have been more like, you know, I admire that you don't put your stuff online like that, you know, because everybody has accepted putting everything online or revealing all your information. Now it's weird for somebody not to have their information online. And now you're the bad person because you won't reveal everything, which puts us in the, what is it, Orwellian phase of a community that is now snitching on the community.
Right. So, I mean, I saw something. I mean, Orwell, that's crazy. But I saw something, and I heard it actually on the radio also, where they were talking about looking inside a fridge. Basically, on your phone, you can look inside your fridge and see what's inside your fridge.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I would pay $5,000 possibly if I had it to pay for a fridge that I could have an app to. That's when I knew that they're really trying to have me submersed in this thing
that really
called the web.
Cold chills.
Well, honestly, see, well, the way I knew they were trying to get us submersed, when I watched this documentary called Terms and Conditions, I guarantee you, if you ever watch that documentary on Netflix, you'll see why what I'm doing is so valid, because Mark Zuckerberg, of course, the founder and, you know, creator of Facebook, he always mentions in his documentary the global community, connecting the global community. And for the past 6 years, I guess that phrase has always stuck in my mind, because to me, I always think of control, control, control. When you can connect anyone, because if you can connect, because, you know, I tell them, if you can control the subconscious, You don't need ethnic, you don't need age, you don't need background. You can have the control of the entire world at your fingertips. And I don't think people understand that until you explain it either on paper or you write it out so deeply that
Lemonade.
They realize that, hold up, I'm being controlled and I don't even know it.
Lemonade, yes.
You know, by what I say.
Lemonade. Do you know that Beyonce's concert was a couple of days ago, it was on Sunday. That speaking that
it.
You said that. And I saw a swarm of females in stilettos, six-tail stiletto heels, running to the Beyonce concert, running up an escalator. And I said to myself, now, logically, in any other female's mind, they must be out of their mind running in six-inch heel stilettos, screaming after Beyonce. The concert hasn't even started yet. There's no concert this evening. Like, I'm going the opposite direction, by the way. So I'm watching. I promise you, there were a minimum of 1,000 African-American females and males and all sorts of women and different types of women and just drop-dead gorgeous. They all got dressed up to see Beyonce at a concert, which is something I was like, they're going to see Beyonce from a seat. They're not going to go see. Okay, but anyway.
Mind control, I'm telling you.
I said lemonade, and I said this, and they all started screaming. They all started
mind control.
Screaming, and it freaked me out. I was like, that's creepy. creepy.
And people have to understand that the more that you're consuming, these things are not just, you know, what you listen to has a definite effect on how you live your life, you know, and the things that you say have an effect on how your children are going to be raised and how your family are going to think of things and say things, because you're breathing life into it. You're making that your existence. When if you just flip the script and talk about positive things happen. I mean, I'm a testament. I see it happen all the time that, you know, the friends that I have that I know that continue to be on some negative, you know, always woe is me, always this is, you know, thinking of the reasons why it didn't work. If I have a SWOT analysis, I'm always thinking about opportunities. I'm not thinking about the threats. You know, I'm looking at the optimistic portions of anything. So that's how I program. And people don't understand that you can't run away from technology because it's going to be here. All these apps, they're going to be here. So it's for the people out there to deal with what they have to deal with accordingly as far as their control and what they do and how they prescribe to this technology, because everyone has to be literate nowadays. It's like back in the day when people were illiterate because they couldn't read. Now if you can read, good, there's all kind of classes for that. But now the next set of literacy is a literacy having to do with technology. You can't be blind to technology and don't want to text and don't want to write code at a minimum if you're young, but don't want to text and get interacted in apps. I mean, there's all kind of apps out there. They're definitely something where people have to understand. So I am preaching a little bit. I'm actually here at the park. I have some guests that they're walking away. And
our guest. Let's talk to you.
Hey, guest.
Hello.
This is my guest. Hey, hold on one second. Another guest, Jonathan. Here. Hey, girl. Say hi about my talk show. We're talking about technology. What do you have anything you want to? So I'm interviewing the Jackson girls right now as my alarm goes off. Hold on.
Hey.
All right. So here we go. So Jackson girls, we've been talking a lot today about technology and being safe on the computer. What do you have to say about safety and kids in general? Let me put you on speakerphone on a computer. What do you say?
That you do it from bad influence and don't play death video or games. Don't drink drugs or nothing. Or don't see any videos that are inappropriate.
Yep, she said inappropriate. Okay.
That's
that
right.
In a nice job. Don't do anything.
That's right.
Love you, mommy. We'll get you out. All right. Yeah. Yeah, so they came right on time.
I'm glad you're talking to them. And see, that's in the conversations that we have to start having with parents about this, that's
yep.
the statement we have to start making now. Like, what are you talking to your children about when it comes
right.
to their safety and protection online? What are you saying to them? You know, they're not around you 24/7, so what do you say to them?
That's
on
right.
that note, I have to cut to Jonathan giving us his information, because, Jonathan, we want to make sure people watch your documentary,
yes.
look you up, and then they support this $30,000 that you've already raised. And we didn't even get to that, so maybe we have to bring you back again. But tell
okay.
us really quick about the fundraiser, the documentary, and then how people can reach you.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're currently trying to shoot a short film about anti-bullying. So ironic, cyberbullying too. So we're currently trying to find sponsors to cover that. But if you want to check out more information, please go to www.thesocialnetworkingeffect.com. And if you would like to email your story or give us feedback, please email tsne2015@gmail.com. And that's how you can reach us. And we're always looking for new stories, you know, to give us more, you know, insight on how people think when it comes to cyberbullying and also social media in itself. Thank you.
Awesome.
I absolutely love that.
Can you repeat one more time the website and repeat the email address? Because I think there's definitely people going to be interested about it.
Yes. Okay. www.thesocialnetworkingeffect.com. And then email TS, as in Thomas, as in Sam, as in Edison, I apologize. TSNE2015@gmail.com.
Awesome.
And that's the email. And the website, that will have more information where you can donate or even just look at the videos that we currently have and what we're trying to do.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
The social network effect, not affect. I get those mixed up all the time.
Yeah,
I was young. Effect, not affect.
The social networking with the ing at the end. Social
right.
networking effect with the e. com.
That's right.
I'm going to post
right.
that on our pages.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Post that on our pages, and if you can put that on Instagram. Where I posted
will.
Our picture at, go ahead and put that link on there in one of the
right.
Responses so people on Instagram can see that. I'm going to put that on our pages on social media on
Kyro who don't know.
Technology and on Kyro Queen Headquarters. So for Warriors and I both, then we'll both have a platform for that to be shown because that's huge. Is huge. For
Thank
what
you.
We're in the space of doing, that's huge. And we're excited, especially
That's
if you're
right.
young.
That's right. That's right.
Warren, do you have any tidbits for closing? Because next week I'm going to try and bring a lawyer on talk about tech.
Oh, we're going to have lawyers. Next week is lawyer week because we have some lawyers that's been listening. They've been wanting to get on the show. And I told them that, listen, call in and we're going to. So this is, next week is lawyer week. We're going to get our lawyers who – sometimes only want to get retained. We're gonna have them speak up. But yeah, I want to definitely the social networking effects. We want to definitely thank Jonathan for his research and like we emphasized for the last couple of weeks, bring the data because data is what counts, right? We're not trying to make any just knee jerk reactions. We're talking about doing research and quantitatively looking at the numbers and see what it does. And that's how I try and lead my life. I'm not perfect by any means, but I know that just being circumspect has helped me to try and be a better person. And, you know, that's what life is about. Hopefully you're like a fine bottle of wine. You get better as you get older, right?
Ladies
and
gentlemen, Juarez is perfect. Don't let him tell you that. Everybody knows.
I do not prescribe myself
Everybody
to any.
Everybody knows.
Well, let me tell you. If I'm perfect, it's because of the perfection of the people that are around me and the power of the Spirit of God that pervades in the people I hang out with. Because I'm only about positive people. If you're not positive around me, I'm going to quickly find an exit because I can't take the Ray, 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 unless it's the basket case that I'm working on. So, you know, everybody got one person that they or two that might not be that positive. You're trying to, you know, sound the hey, you need to raise up and get out of that slump you're in, you know.
All right, this is the end of the show, and Juarez and I are going to go work on our website after he has
That's
family
right.
time. So he's going to call
exactly.
me tonight later, and we're going to fix the Tasto Tech.
Right, okay. We'll work
thank
on
you.
That, too. Right.
Thank you,
and we thank
for joining us. You have to come back.
The social networking. Yeah, effect. Yeah, not affect, y'all. Y'all know, you know the difference. Cairo, what's the difference? Effect, effect. I'm telling you, I looked that up the other day.
We only got 90 seconds.
I'm saying, I talk to my kids, I be telling them, I got to Google it. Hold on 1 second. Let me
join
get a definition.
Join Technology Tuesday next week, and we will catch you all.
All right, y'all. Much love, everyone.
All
right.
We can't do it
Take care.
You.
God
you
bless. Thanks, y'all.